quite the enjoyable follow on Twitter, at least here in Toronto. Like, he's one of the best on Twitter. He is possibly the best Toronto city councillor. I don't know who I would put ahead of him. But he is Norm Kelly, and he's joining us now on Sportsnet Today. Again, at Norm, although if you like, he's already got over 200,000. So if you're not following him already, I don't know what you're doing. Norm, thanks so much for doing this. How have you been?
Terrifical. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. I mean, your Twitter account is just, it's got everybody in a buzz. Like, how much time do you spend on that and making sure you keep people entertained with that?
Well, you know, I don't tweet as often as my critics would suggest. Toronto Life, when they did the profile on me, said that, and they must have done some research, that I tweet on average 6.7 times a day. So rounded up, 7. Some days I might do a bit more, but the tweeting itself doesn't take much time. What does take time are the results of that tweeting, going out to various events, participating at university functions, being invited to high schools, receiving people in my office who want to pursue various entrepreneurial initiatives as a result of the tweets that I've been putting out there. So tweeting itself is quick. The other stuff takes time.
Well, we really appreciate everything that you do on Twitter. It is a great follow for sure. And I got to ask you, like, have you touched base with Blue Jay Drew Storen yet? I mean, as soon as he heard about the trade, you were like one of the things that he was really excited about. Did you know that?
Yeah, and I did contact the Jays to say, look, when this guy comes to town, I'd like to be part of the receiving party.
Right.
He's so positive about the Jays and about Toronto that I'd like in some way to encourage him to continue that enthusiastic response that he first displayed in his tweet.
Yeah, and it'll be great as soon as they come up for the beginning of April when they do start the new season again and get all that hype rolling up around the Blue Jays in the city of Toronto once again. One of the hype things that's coming to TO this week, Norm, is NBA All-Star Weekend. I mean, what things should we be looking out for from around the city, and how great of an event is this going to be here for Toronto?
Listen, I think it's great. Toronto, over the last, maybe 10 years, has emerged as one of the premier cities of this world. Here's a marvelous opportunity for the city to showcase itself. Certainly the NBA is going to be one of the focuses of this weekend, but I think the city of Toronto has the opportunity to take advantage of this and showcase itself.
Yeah, it certainly does. And there has already been so many events going around, and actually I'll be at NBA Center Court broadcasting live from the Enercare Center next weekend. So that should be a lot of fun. Do you have any plans with Drake? I know you and Drake are kind of buddies. Is there anything you have planned for All-Star Week with Drake?
Well, we've been chatting, his office and mine. Nothing's materialized.
Okay.
But hopefully there'll be something for the sixth dad to do along with the sixth god.
That would be amazing. That would be so perfect. Now, how are you handling NBA All-Star Weekend and Valentine's Day all at the same time? Like, it's putting us all in a tricky situation where we want to do sporty things where the wife or whoever may not want to do that kind of thing.
That's right, boy. This is going to take a lot of thought and a lot of politics is a blend of principle and pragmatism and a blending of interests. So a compromise might be in order this week, but if your significant other is a basketball fan and basketball has got a huge following, it could be the perfect chance to blend the two together.
Yeah, it'll be a whole lot of fun, I'm sure. And I know Jason Sudeikis is pretty excited to bring up Olivia Wilde and watch the game together, as he'll be in the Celebrity All-Star Game. Again, it's going to be an unbelievable week. There's going to the who's who of everybody in North America is all going to converge here in Toronto over the next week or so. How excited are you for Super Bowl weekend, Norm? I saw you tweeting about the Super Bowl commercials. Are you more excited for the commercials or the game itself?
I like both, but it is amazing how people look forward as much to the commercials as they do to the game.
Yeah.
Well, I've got my toque on. My NFL very graciously sent me a 50th anniversary, if you will, toque and some T-shirts and stuff. So I'll have that on hand and ready for the game.
Would Coldplay have been the Six Dads choice for the Super Bowl halftime show?
Well, you know, just as we seem to employ Americans and others at our big games here.
Yeah, Sting.
Maybe they should have had a Canadian group in mind. You know, would have been great to have had. Has Bieber ever been there?
I don't know. I don't think so. No.
Yeah, how about Nickelback?
Nickelback, I think they did it once.
Did they?
Yeah, they might have done. They did something with the NFL. Maybe it was a Thanksgiving game. I'm not sure if it was a Super Bowl game, but they had done it before in the past. Yeah.
Well, it's a hell of a day, I'll tell you, and I'm gearing up for it.
So you're not too impressed with Sting being the NBA All-Star halftime show then?
Oh, you know, I suspect. Well, two things. The All-Star Weekend or the All-Star Game and the festivities around it are controlled by NBA, not MSLE, for
right.
example. And I suspect that a lot of stuff was put in place maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I'm sure that if they had done something of a more, made the decisions more recently than they did, they may have come up with somebody different.
I'm Dan Riccio. This is Toronto City Councillor Norm Kelly on Sportsnet Today across the Sportsnet Radio Network. One more thing for you, Norm, and really intrigued about BMO Field. I know the city may have put in a little bit of money onto the renovations with BMO Field. I mean, you drive up the Gardner, and it looks fantastic, and it looks like it's going to be a great place to watch a sporting event. And also whatever else may come there. Maybe a Winter Classic. The Grey Cup's going to be there next year. So how are you feeling about the newly renovated BMO Field right now?
Well, Dan, I'm pleased to tell you that in my capacity as the de facto mayor of the city of Toronto,
right.
in the last year of the previous administration, I worked closely with Dan Lewicki and MSLE on two projects. One is the Raptors' training facility at Exhibition Place.
Yeah.
And the other is the expansion of BMO Field. So I was at the heart of both of those, and I'm really I think they're a magnificent addition to the Toronto sporting world, and not only to Exhibition Place itself. Exhibition Place has become an entertainment center, a premier entertainment center. And these two are the most recent additions. And I think that they're going to work out really well. I'm going to be there cheering for both Toronto FC and Argos.
Yeah, we look forward to that, Norm. Do you have a Super Bowl pick? I'm putting you on the spot. Carolina or Denver? Who do you got in the game?
Well, you know, one day I lean towards one team and the next day to the other. But I'm just looking forward to a good game. It could be a historic one because you have now one of the great quarterbacks of the league in Newton,
yep.
on the one hand, and one of the historically great quarterbacks in the NFL for many years on the other. I'm just hoping for a good classic NFL Super Bowl game.
Yeah, it'll be hard to top last year's, but it should be a lot of fun to watch. Hey, Norm, thanks so much for doing this, and keep doing what you're doing. We really appreciate all you do for the city of TO.
Well, you're very kind in your remarks. All the very best to you and your listeners.
And you can get him again at Norm on Twitter and be one of the couple hundred thousand that do follow Norm Kelly, the Six Dad.